Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Miket Shabbos Chanukah Tavshin Pei. Alonish Shmuel Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Ben Menasen Daniel Sarbas Aliyazar Shalavi Samir Ben Gershon and Zchus for Shlomo for all those who need a Yirfu Yeshua Mamish. Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yudalet, the last pasuk in Rishon. We're gonna have a few of these in the last pasuk of each Aliyah. Says the Degel Machane Ephraim. A beautiful insight. Vayishlach Paro Vayikras Yosef Vayitzu Minabor Vaygalch Vaychalas Moshe Vayavav Paro. So Paro hears about this dream interpreter and quickly gathers him up. Chazal say that's Rosh Hashanah. They give Yosef a haircut and they switch off his clothes and he comes in front of Paro. Says the Degel Machane Ephraim. When it says Vayachlif Simosef, they switch off his clothes. It doesn't just mean his physical clothes. It means his spiritual clothes as well. In the Raka Chalafas Begadim Gashmis El Remez Yesh Kan Lishunet BePnimius Nafsho. At the end of the day, Yosef HaTzadik didn't just prepare himself physically, but he prepared himself spiritually. He prepared himself at the end of the day that he was coming in front of the Rabbono Shel. He wasn't just coming in front of Paro. He was coming in front of the king and the king of all kings. And when the Pasuk says that he was getting ready to come in front of the king of Paro, what does it just mean physically? But spiritually, penimously, he was working upon himself spiritually. And how appropriate is it for this vort on working ourselves and working in our ruchnias, specifically for Chanukah? Mori Naim of Chernobyl writes in his Torah on Chanukah, he says, "B'Chanukah who eats the karva adam el Hashem idea Torah. The main way to come closer to the Bono Shalom on Chanukah is dafka through Torah, because this is already time and times ben Yochin Kohen Gadol. The Yevanim were metame all the Shmanim. They were metame all of the oils, but they left one shemen. They left the one pach shemen. And what was that pach shemen they left untouched? Hi ha Torah. This is the Torah. And this is what the Chazam Sofer says." The people are running here, running there on Chanukah. He says it's such a terrible thing. And Dafka on the Yontav of Chanukah, all the Yevanim want us to Ashkicham Torasecha. People are running to this Chanukah party and that Chanukah party. We don't have school. The Chazon Tzov says the Hefech. There should be school on Friday of Chanukah. There should be school on Sunday of Chanukah and Dafka Monday of Chanukah. Because Dafka at the end of the day, it's all about Torah. And this is what when someone learns Torah, it becomes spiritually charged. All right, Mishnah Perek Yavos, the Torah is Mechsha. Mechasher a person, it purifies a person, it's machsher a person. That's the whole Indian over here by Yachlov Samosov. Yosef Tzadik didn't just physically change, but he was spiritually changed. Beautiful insight of Mori Naim and the Degel Machane Ephraim and the Mori Naim. Moving on to idea number two. So the first idea was the last pasuk in Rishon, the second idea is the last pasuk in Sheni. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Damet Ches. Yomar Paro Avodov, Paro says to his servants, Hanimsa Chazeh, Ish Asher Ruach Adokim Bo. Have we seen someone who has such a godly presence, who has Ruach HaKodesh, who has Ruach Elokim Bo, Mamash? And says Rabbi Simcha Avonim, what was Paro really saying? He's saying he might look like on the outside he plays someone who plays with his hair. He looks in the mirror, right? Chazal said this is what Yosef HaTzadik did. But Panimius, in his Iker Harei Bekirbo Panima, was a Ruach Elokim Bo. There was Mamash, a fire for their Bona Shom. There was a yearning and a thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is very similar to the first idea, but be able to connect it back to what Chanukah is all about. Rav Shechter writes in a beautiful, beautiful sitter, Rav Shechter on the Moadim, from Dr. Alan Weissman, who I heard is coming out with Rav Shechter on the sitter for Ezra Hashem for the YU Torah Swarm Cell. So he writes on Chanukah, page 189, he quotes the Magen of Ram, who writes in Orachayim, in Hichas Chanukah, Tafresh Ayin, that the minhag on Chanukah was to collect tzedakah. And the original minhag, says the Magen of Ram, was to have been for parents to give Chanukah gelt. To give to the children, to give to the melamdim. And at the end of the day, says the Magen Avraham, Rav Shechter explains, this reflects the fact that Chanukah is the end of celebrating the primacy of Torah Shabbat Peh and the critical role of Talmid Chacham. And he goes through the whole piece of it beautifully how, at the end of the day, Elo ve'elo divrei Elokim Chaim is shown behind the whole Indian of Tamei Hotcher B'tzibor. At the end of the day, beautiful, beautiful word. But he says, the Magen Avraham says, the Indian of Chanukah is to mechazik the melamdim, people to make sure that the melamdim are being recognized. To make sure that the Malamdim are being not just understand just a little thank you, but mash going out of your way to be able to make sure that show them your hakaras atov, that they're dedicating their lives spiritually for your children, for your students, for the Klai Yisrael, to be able to show them a little hakaras atov. And that's exactly the whole thing over here. We could say Rav Simcha Benham says they might look on the outside, he's playing with his hair, but really inside he's mamish on fire for the Rabbono Shalom, and every Rebbe is mamish like that. That's what the Gra said. The Dumna Magad asked the Gra, does Rebbe, how do you influence other people? How do you influence your students? The Gra told me, you're a koisi ravaya, when you're an overflowing cup, you're constantly yearning close to the Bona Shom, looking for a new vort, more davening, more chesed, more pnimis, more realness, more sincerity, then you could be real to other people. And that's exactly what's going on over here. Beautiful insight from Simcha Bonim and from Rav Shechter from the Magen Avraham, all about Chanukah. Moving on to Adin number three. Following our minhag for this week, last pasuk in Shlishi for the third vort. Mem Aleph Nun Beis. Is Shem Hashini Kra Ephraim Ki Ephrani Alokim Beres Oni. Right, Yosef Tzadik now, he is married, Las Potiphera, the daughter of Potiphar, Potiphar's wife. At the end of the day, he has two sons, Menashe, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should help him forget his past. And Ki Ephrani Alokim Beres Oni, that he was so fruitful in this poor land. And says this Zera Kodesh, a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says, at the end of the day, ki frani elokim beretz ani. Sometimes in the beginning, it might be hard. Kim tchilas hayis ani bedas. Maybe things are hard in your life, and you might have a choshech. We know the medrash choshech zuyavon. Ha frani elokim b'mitzvas amasim toiv. Make sure that the more light you have in your life, the more Chanukah, the more Torah, the more mitzvahs you have in your life, the darkness will fade away. The Zera Kodesh asks, this is what he writes in the Kutim, the last Torah on Parshas Mikitz. Is at the end of the day, Yosef Tzadik, he's teaching through his two sons the Indian of Tshuva. He says at the end of the day, if you make yourself mamish, filled with Torah, filled with mitzvahs, the darkness will fall away, mamish. And this is exactly what the Yismach Yisrael's vort on the Gemara in Shabbos, Machlokes, on Chavav and Rebiz, Machlokes Beishamay Beishilo, of his Yom Rishon Malik Shemon Ebekhaim Eilach Posev Aholich, or is it Moisev Aholich? Right? Beishamay says 8 to 1, right? The first day, 8, Pochis, and then 7, 6, 5, 4, Pochis Aholich. But Beis Hillel says, most of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then another machlokis in the Gemara on Daf Shabbos, Chav Beis HaMabez, halacha holds a mitzvah, or hanacha holds a mitzvah. Is that the lighting of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Chanukah, or is the placement of the mitzvah? And the Yismach shows a whole Torah over here at the end of the day that's not about Sumera and then Asay Tov. First, get to be Asay Tov. If you're constantly looking for good things, you're looking for the light, you're looking for Torah, you're looking for mitzvahs, you're looking for a new Rebbe, you're looking for different more shiurim, and more apps, and more learning, and more Torah, and more mitzvahs, and more Shemir Sinai, and more Kedusha, then the Ra will fall away, then the Paros will fall away, then the Yavans will fall away. But at the end of the day, you have to be ready to be Moisiv HaHolech. You have to be Halakha. You have to be ready to be on fire. All these the first three the three ideas over here, they're very connected, because the Mamash HaChanukah to Parsha. Most years, Shabbos Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah. At the end of the day, the Rabban Hashem tells us, Sumera ve'asei tov, says the Avnei Nezer, Sumera ve'asei tov. Ve means the evil, the bad will fall, ve'asei tov. Once you fill your life with tov, then the Ra will fall away. A beautiful insight from the Zera Kodesh and from the Yismach Yisrael from the Avnei Nezer, but making sure to fill our lives with light and Torah mitzvahs, and then the Ra will automatically fall away. Beautiful insights, Shkolach, the Zera Kodesh, Yismach Yisrael, and the Avnei Nezer. Moving on to idea number four. Fourth idea is not the last pasuk in Revi, but it's a beautiful, beautiful insight from the Biala Rebbe in Perek Mem Mamigimel and Pasuk Zion. And Yaakov is very upset that his children told this man about the next son. In Perek Mem Gimel and Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says, "Yomer Shal Shal Yish Lanu Ma'atin Limor Ada Avichem Cha Yish Lachem Ach." Banegelo Apiat Verma Ila Nodo Neik Yomer Idos Hachichem. They said it. Yaakov says, "Why are you treating me badly? Telling me you have another brother. I already lost Yosef. At the end of the day, what's going on over here?" So the brother said, at the end of the day, they kept on asking, is your father still alive? Do you have another brother? And we told him at the end of the day. And then he said, could you bring your brother down? And next time you come back. And says the Biala Rebbe, what is the deeper words of these words? Avichem chai, hayesh lechem ach. That he asked him, is your father alive and do you have a brother? It says the Biala Rebbe in a little more panemistic way, for us to be able to look at the words a little deeper. He says, we have two zchusim in our lives for Klal Yisrael. We have zchus avos, avichem chai, and then we have our kochos of achdos of lachem ach, hayesh lachem ach. Avichem chai is zchus avos from the past. But you want to have zchusim now. It's not, you can't just rely on zchus avos, you have to have avos yisrael, and that's ach, hayesh lachem ach. Do you have achdos? Are you caring? Are you sensitive? Are you kind? That's what the deeper idea says, that Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov of Babiala. At the end of the day, that's what a Jew's all about. Of course, zchus avos is very important, but at the end of the day, to make sure you keep your eyes on the prize and making sure always be kind and sensitive, caring. You hear about something happening in Eretz Yisrael, or something happening in Tinek, or something happening in Jersey City. It's just never ending. It should affect you. It should be part of your life, part of your Shema Nesri, part of your Shema Koleinu. It's part of our Jewish family. You say in Maisa, about the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, his son was of Shulam Leizer. And he was once lighting this very, very kid type of menorah. And they asked him, what's Pshat? What's this? The Rebbe, the Divrei son of the Divrei Chaim should be lighting a fancy menorah. So let me tell you a story. My father, Divrei Chaim, right? He was from the third wife of the Divrei Chaim. My father, Divrei Chaim, would always sell the menorah. And every way, he was very poor, but there's an ani there. He tried to be able to make sure that he would sell the menorah. And finally, it happened, Erev Chanukah, an ani came, he sold it, and finally, we couldn't get it back. And we asked our tata, the Recham, what is he going to light with? And he says, we're going to light with Shalom Leizer's, menorah. Little menorah, they made nechider that day. Because at the end of the day, he says, this is the menorah that I light with the rest of my life, because this menorah represents Achtus, the Avos Yisrael. The sons of Rebbe, I'm not sure, but when I understood what Chanukah is all about, that just because you have a menorah lit in your home, doesn't mean that there's not darkness in other people's homes. And he was willing every single time to give up his own menorah to be able to make sure that other people would have their menorah. At the end of the day, he says, you see this little kitty menorah? This menorah signifies something incredible, something transformational. This is the menorah of Achtos, the menorah of love, of the Divrei Chaim, of my father, of my tata. This is the whole inner of what the Rebbe Yaakov Biala says over here. Avichem Chai, his chutzpah is very important. Hayesh lechem acht, you have achtos in Avis Yisrael. Beautiful idea. Rebbe Yaakov Biala, the Maisa Shalom Leizer, the son of the Divrei Chaim Hasans. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes from Yisach and Yismach Yisrael again, Parshas Miketz. And the pasuk says in the last pasuk in Shishi, going back to our theme of the week, in the last pasuk of Shishi, Pemem Gimel Chav Tes, Vayisa Ina Vayaris Ben Yomim Achiv Ben Imo, Yosef raises his eyes, he sees his brother Ben Yomim from his mother's son, and he said, Ayomer Hazah, Achichem HaKotam, Hashamartim Alav, Ayomer Elokim Yachlecha Beni. Is this your youngest brother who you spoke to me about? And he said, Hashem, God be gracious to you, my son. Yosef sees Achichem HaKotam, and says Yismach Yisrael, a beautiful idea. He says, at the end of the day, each one of us have a Yitzhar Tov and a Yitzhar Hara. Our job is to have the Yitzhar Tov. And the way to start that is to be mimachtin ourselves, to have the Midah of Anova. Hazah Achichem HaKotan. The more you're mimachtin yourself, then we're Zocha Techein, then we're Zocha Techanaka, maybe we could say. When a person has the Midah of Anova, when a person has the Midah of humility, then Elohim could have Yachnecha. Says the Yismach Yisrael. Yosef is saying, Elohim Yachnecha. When a Jew has the lev nishbar, a broken heart, shekar v'Hashem l'nishbar lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the ones who have a broken heart, then yachnecha b'ni. Then even in a time of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring namash to Yeshua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that anava, that realness, that humility, that understanding that at the end of the day, the Ribono Shel Olam runs the welt. Which is really what Chanukah is all about. Why does someone say thank you? Someone says thank you when they're humble and they realize that they couldn't do it by themselves. That's what all we need. The Sasemen says the DNA of Chanukah is these are days of thankfulness, right? Pesach is these days of Cheres, Purim is days of Simcha, and Chanukah is days of thankfulness. Why does someone think when you're humble, when you realize you couldn't do something without someone else? Like the famous Rav Hunter word, Modeus Hoda. When someone thanks someone, you're admitting to them you couldn't do it without them. That's what Rav Hunter says when you're Mode. When you admit, it's the Lashon Hoda, you're thinking. Because when you think, you're admitting to someone you couldn't do without you. And that's what the Chosid of Lubin says. We say this a lot during Hallel over the next few days. Hodi l'Hashem kitov kilim chasta. The more you think Hashem, Hodi l'Hashem kitov, then kilim chasta. The more you're humble, and you realize we don't have anything without the Ribono Shel Olam, then kilim chasta, and you'll have the more bracha in your life. This is what I thought of when I said Yismach Yisrael. Beautiful insight, Yismach Yisrael. So Asamas, Rav Hunter and the Chosid, let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Degamach and Afan, Vayachlev Samlos, the last pasuk in Rishon, that Yosef didn't just physically change his clothes, but he spiritually changed his clothes. He was working himself penimously. And at the end of the day, Morinayim says that's the whole Inyan of Chanukah, is Dafka Adi Torah. Dafka Adi Torah is a person to be able to connect himself to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ashkicham Torah Secha, they want to tell for us to forget our Torah. And the Chasam Sofer is very bothered, right? People are to get taken off from school, taken off from there. Chanukah is the Yontov of Torah, the Yontov of connecting back to our souls. At the end of the day, make sure of Ayachlev Simlos, not just physically, but spiritually as well. Second idea of Simcha Banim says, Rabbi Paro says that at the end of the last puzzle, of Sheni, right? Have you ever seen such a godly person, a godly man? Says that the Rabbi Simcha Banim wasn't just someone who, I mean, it might look like on the outside he's playing with his hair, but deep down inside he was Mamash Ruach Elokim Bo. Mezur of Shachtav, quote from the Magen of Rum, the Minog on Chanukah is for the parents to give Chanukah gifts, to give to the children, for the children to give back to the Malamdim. Be able to make sure that the Malamdim are being recognized. That at the end of the day, that the Chanukah is the celebration of Torah Shebaal Peh. Be able to understand that when living a Jewish life means Dafka starting by the Torah, and be able to be giving cover to Torah, cover to the Talmidei Chachamim, to the Rabbanim. Beautiful insight. Dafka Talmud Torah, Vesum Chabonim, and the Magen Ram, quoted by Rav Shechter, and Rav Shechter HaMoadim. The third idea from the Zera Kodesh, by Wise Ki Fani Alokim, what's the deeper insight over there? It says the Zera Kodesh. when a Jew constantly fills their life with Kedusha and light and mitzvos, then the Ra falls away, then all the Yavan falls away, then all the Choshech falls away, Kifan Elokim, then at the end of the day, everything will fall away. And that's what Tzvi Yisrach HaShoah says, the whole inyan of the Machlokes B'Shama Beis Hillel, is which way do you start with, 8 to 1, 1 to 8, Pochis V'Holech or Mosif V'Holech? We pass it Beis Hillel means, Mosif V'Holech. The more Kedusha, the more Torah you have in your life, then all the darkness will fall, then the Ra will fall away. And that's the same Machlokes of Chafes and Beis, Gemara and Shabbos, Halakha Oz HaMitzvah, Anacha Oz HaMitzvah. Is it the lighting or the placement? We paskin Halakha. The more, the lighting is the mitzvah. Not the placement of the candles itself, but the lighting. The lighting. And that's what the Avnei Nezer says, what's the Vav Ve'Aseh Tov? The more you have your life filled with Aseh Tov, then the Ra will fall away. Beautiful insight from the Zohar Kodesh, Yismach Yisrael, and Avnei Nezer. The fourth idea was said by Yisrael Yaakov Abiyala. At the end of the day, you have Zuchos Ovas, Avichem Chai. But at the end of Zuchos Ovas, there's only one. But Hayesh Lechem Ach. Do you have Achtas? Do you care? And that's the whole inner of Shulam Lezer said, that Yidavka uses that menorah from his father. Is that menorah, that kiddie menorah that his father used when he was just from him when he was a little boy. Because every single time he got his menorah back, he would sell to give it to another ani. Because that menorah represented. End of the day, but David Chaim Hassan, when it came to his Hanukkah, came to his menorah lighting, all he had was his son's lighting, and it was good enough for him, because that lighting, that menorah showed the achdus, the ava, the care that he shared, cared for every single Jew. That if there's darkness in someone else's simcha, there's darkness by him too. He couldn't light his own menorah unless he knew there was menorahs happening in other people's homes as well. That's the only name of Hanukkah, to be able to make sure, always looking for the or in other people's lives. Beautiful insight from Yisrael Yaakov Bial and Maisa of the Shulam Lezer, son of the Devar Chaim, about the Devar Chaim. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Yisnach Yisrael, the last pasuk in Shlishi, that Yosef says to Binyanim, Ayomer Haza, Achicha Nachotam, Asher Amartim, Lev Amar Elai Elokim, Yachnecha B'ni. Says this, the smaller son, says that Yisnach Yisrael, when a person is matkin himself, then he's Zoch to the Chain, Zoch to Chanukah maybe. When your person has the Anova, the Midah of humility, then he's Zoch to Chanukah. That's the whole end of Chanukah. The DNA says a Sasemis. DNA of Hanukkah is the DNA of a Karsa Tov. And why does someone say thank you? Because you feel humble, you feel you couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without someone. That's what Rav Hunter says. Hoda comes in the lashon of Mode. When you thank someone, you're admitting you couldn't do it without them. And the more you think, says the Chose of Lublin, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kilom Chasu. And then the more bracha you have in your life, which is Zochub Ez Hashem, to constantly working ourselves ruchniously, constantly connecting yourself to the Torah, most of the holich in our lives, constantly spiritually transforming ourselves as much as we can, not overdoing, but as much as we can, to be able to make sure caring, we're always caring and kind, being kind and caring and loving for other people. At the end of the day, to also make sure that we're properly living our lives of humility, of anova, and of course the Karas HaTov, which is literally the DNA, says the Sasemis of the Holy Yontov. I wish everyone a lifted Chanukah.